Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 72 of the World of Coldcraft. As usual, I am your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I am here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As usual, we'll be talking through my week in terms of goldmaking. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on with the game, or what has been going on with the game over the last week, and then we'll have a discussion point. So yeah, we'll also have some questions from our patrons this time around. So if you are a patron, then I really appreciate the support. If you want to become one and get early access to all of the episodes, then you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. But let's get into it. So we'll start, of course, with talking through my week. And we always start with BFA, so that's what we're doing today as well. Now, as you all know, if you've been following the podcast, I have been doing hardcore BOE flipping in BFA, and I've been spending a lot of gold, and I've been getting a decent amount of sales. But this week, we really got a lot of sales. I hit a record for a long time in weekly sales. I managed 3.5 million gold in sales. So that's pretty amazing. I did this over 3 repost sessions, which is great that I got in. And I did shopping for BOEs on 2 of them. And then on the last one, I just reposted. Obviously, buying has a huge impact on your sales a little bit down the road. So I bought on the 2 first sessions. And then the last one was the biggest mailbox. And when I didn't spend any gold, then yeah, my gold totals finally went up. So that's pretty great. I'm now sitting just over 10 million gold, so my liquid gold finally went up again, which also feels really good. I think I ended the week just over just around 1 million gold up, so that's pretty good. That's pretty good indeed. Of course, if we look at BOEs, I spent 2.7 million gold on BOEs this week, so that's a pretty substantial sum of money, obviously. And of course, the vast majority of my sales came from the BOE flipping market. That's the main way. Some of the highlights, I think, this week was I flipped I don't even remember the base item anymore, but I bought it for 500,000 and I sold it for 962,000 gold. When I was streaming on Friday, I did that. That was amazing. I even clipped it, so you can see you can actually see the clip if you're interested. So that was a really fun flip. Now on the leveling side, as far as preparation for the 30 days to a token challenge, my Demon Hunter is now level 118, so we are getting there, slowly but surely. So that's pretty nice as well. I'll be ready within a week probably to start the challenge, and then that's going to be my main focus for the 4 weeks I need to finish the challenge. So that's going to be fun, going to be a little break away from Classic. Luckily, I'm geared enough that I can take a break from playing Classic very actively. I have a lot of gear, so that's perfectly fine. But speaking of Classic, let's talk about how my Classic week went. Now, my Classic week was this time around a little worse than the last one. Which isn't that surprising. Last week was crazy, and it included sales of items that I had brought over with me from Firemaw to Sandalar Tribe, so obviously that's going to be an issue. My sales were still pretty good. I had sales for 2,350 gold, which certainly isn't horrible or bad or anything like that. But it is less, of course, than last week's 4,000 gold in sales. But still, it's working out. My liquid gold has taken quite the dip. I'm down to 550 gold because I've been restocking my crafting markets like crazy. I've also spent a decent amount of gold on stuff for my main. At least 300-400 gold on 400-500 gold, actually. I've started buying up nature resistance gear in preparation for Anchorage because I'm going to need that. So I just scan for that when I can see it. I've also, what I've also done is I've bought a recipe for the sniper scope, and I bought a bunch of enchanting materials to enchant the upgrades I got this week. And I'm probably going to spend even more gold on enchanting materials because I don't have all of the ones I need yet. But if we turn our attention to my auction house value, I still have auctions posted for 4,000 gold. So if we include the gold I spent on stuff that's not getting into the economic side of things, I'm still up, or at least I'm still flat. I'm sitting at roughly the same amount of total value as I did last week, so that's really good. I've been adding more stuff from engineering. Particularly, I've been selling sapper charges really successfully, and I've also been selling some sniper scopes. I think the sniper scopes will sell well for a long time because they're a really good upgrade for people leveling. And I think you can apply it to any gun. I haven't tested it, but you need to have a level 40 character to apply the gun, or apply the scope to the gun, but I'm assuming you can do that using the trade window just like you can with the Arcanums and the Libram enchants and all of that stuff. So overall, I'm hoping to get some good value from that recipe. So I also have a decent... I bought a ton of Dreamfoil that I'm still sitting on that I'll gradually turn into potions as they sell out and as I can buy the other materials. I think I might actually have to farm some this week if I don't have anything better to do with my time, although I'll probably just wait for sales to come through and focus on the little bit of gearing or leveling for the gold 30 days to a token challenge instead, rather than spending too much time farming on Classic, because I really don't like farming. But we'll see. It's hard to predict, particularly about the future, as some people have said. All right, so let's take a look at what's going on with the game. Now, there isn't really that much to say, as most of you probably know. BFA, we aren't going to see changes, really anything massive, until the pre-patch hits. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Try to go for the Brutosaur if you want to get it before the pre-patch and the defeat of strength and the mount is removed. Or might not be removed in the pre-patch, might be removed at Shadowlands launch, but either way, go for it. There's nothing much to say about BFA. Just stick with the methods you have been doing, or try to experiment with old world stuff. Transmog cosmetics are going to start increasing in value as people finish off their raiding and just start looking at completing their their collections again of cosmetic stuff. So that would be my top tip for this phase of the expansion. Now, if we're looking at Classic, there isn't that much going on there either. I wrote a post this week about what you can do to prepare for the future phases, so I'm going to point you in that direction if you're interested in what's going on or what's going to happen in the future. Now, I do think we'll be going into a phase of the game, or a period of the game, where a lot of people will be leveling alts. Because right now they probably have, most guilds will have Blackwing Lair and Molten Core on farm, and the next raid that's coming out is Sul Gurub, which is a catch-up raid. So now is pretty much the perfect time to level your alt, and I'm assuming a lot of people will have finished all of the dungeon gear they need, so they'll be just looking to get the gear from raids, and then they have a lot of time to level their alts. So getting ready to supply alts with stuff is really good. And of course, pre-base crafted gear, once the alt hits level 60, is going to be great from a gold-making perspective. So that's what I would really look into. All right, so on to the discussion part of this episode. So this time around, I got some questions from one of my patrons, from one of my $10 patrons that we're going to go through, from Mr. Mini2. And he asks, do you have a post already that explains the basics and even advanced data that we should go off when buying and selling on the auction house? I.e. market value, historical price, region market value average, region historical price. That's another question. What other add-ons do I use for gold making or buying and selling on the auction house? So we'll start with the TSM question. Now, The main split is, of course, between price sources that are based on your specific realm, which is the market value and the historical price, And the sources that are based on prices across the entire region, so the region market value and the region historical price. So for almost everything, you will want to use the market value or the historical value. Prices are different across realms, and those differences don't just go away overnight. They're caused by population balance, the number of people, what class distribution, profession distribution across the classes. All of this is essentially impossible to know ahead of time. But it means that prices are different on different realms, and that's just a fact of life. So you should almost always use market value and or historical value. Now, for the split between market value and historical value, market value is based on prices from the last 2 weeks only, whereas the historical price is based on prices over the last 90 days. So obviously, the historical price will be the best one to use in markets where the price doesn't change much, or the value, supply and demand, shouldn't change much. But you prefer to use market value for markets where the price, supply and demand can change. So in retail, like right now, you'd want to use market value for anything endgame crafting, or anything endgame really. But you could probably use the historical price for stuff like old world crafted goods, where there might not be that much available. So the market value can change a little bit up and down, but the historical price is going to be a much better indicator of the actual value. Whereas if the price changes on something that's current expansion and from BFA or from phase 3, then that typically means that the value of the item has actually changed. So you want to catch that in the market value right away. So for the region prices, I use region price sources for BOE flipping and battle pets, and that's it. You could not use it for BOE flipping. The way I prefer to use it for BOE flipping, because you'll typically end up with one or two very rare items where there probably won't be a market value for your realm, or that market value can be wildly wrong. So it's just a very, very risky to use the market value for BOE flipping. And for battle pet flipping, since you can easily move those between realms, it's extremely obvious why you care more about the market value across realms. At least because I only do battle pet flipping across realms. I don't try to buy and sell battle pets on the same realm, at least not on any sort of industrial scale. So at that point, you care mostly about the region prices, and if something is cheap relative to the region price, it's probably a good deal. If it's expensive relative to that, then okay, try selling pets on this realm instead. As far as add-ons go, I don't really use any others than TSM. I have Auctionator installed, and I've used it every once in a while when pricing data is missing in a new patch or something like that, but it's not regular. I get essentially everything I need from TradeSkillMaster, and I prefer the automation, or at least simplifying the decision-making by writing it down in rules, so I use it for everything, essentially. So that's been working really well for me. So it's now time for this week's discussion point. And I'm going to repeat the subject that I've covered before, at least I hope I have. But from a different perspective, we're going to talk about why I focus on crafting and flipping and why I don't make gold from any other methods. And I'm also going to mention some of the other methods that are potentially better or have higher potential, or why I don't do it. Of course, everyone knows about farming for gold. You can do that using gathering professions, or you can do that just going out killing mobs, and it works, and it can even work really well, particularly for people doing multi-boxing. But I don't do it, mostly because I don't really enjoy farming for gold. If I want to farm, I want to farm for something I can't get any other way than farming. So if you're just farming for like bind-on pickup or bind-on equip items or stuff that can be traded, then I would rather spend my time farming if I have to farm, it has to be BOP. So I can farm for gold making reasons, like I can farm some recipes or whatever. But I'm not going to bother farming materials or farming to craft with the materials. Or farming recipes that are BOE and that I can get at a reasonable price, which can happen sometimes. But farming works. But farming also requires you to have a decent amount of time to farm and then some more time to do the other things you want to do in-game. Whereas when you use, at least when you use to, of course, when you're crafting, that's also going to take time away. But crafting and flipping has a gold per hour that scales. So farming, if you're doing one farming method on one character, it's going to be the same. You're not going to be able to massively increase your gold per hour. The 100th hour is going to be just as effective as the first one, or probably a little bit more effective, because you'll have learned some tricks from doing it a lot of times, and you'll be a little bit more efficient, but not a huge deal. Whereas with crafting and flipping, you'll be increasing your auction house value every week, if you do it right, because you'll be getting into new markets and finding more underpriced items or just crafting more, and then you put it up for sale, so that massively increases your gold making potential. Like, your sales potential on a weekly basis is going to be higher. And there are also more expensive markets that you can't enter right away, but that you can gradually enter over time as you earn gold. And that also means that your gold per hour eventually will be much, much higher. So on retail, you have the obvious example, like maybe you start out with some uncanny combatant gear, which requires a decent amount of gold, but not something crazy. And then gradually, as you max out that market and it starts working really well, you made a million or made 500,000 gold, then you can start looking at the BOEs. BOE flipping requires a ton of gold. Like, you probably won't find BOEs for less than 150,000 gold that are worth flipping. And you need to buy significantly more than one BOE to get decent sales. So that's going to be a progression ladder that you can climb, and that's going to make your gold per hour higher over time. Now, crafting and flipping is not something, it's not the best way if you want to get like super, super, super rich. Like, as they covered with the race to world first in Nyalatha, Limit spent 250 million retail gold on BOEs for the raid to world first. And they're going to make that back by selling boosts. So there are massive gold boosting, or boosting for gold communities. That typically have Discord servers where they sell boosts for gold only, to be within the terms of service. So you can get heroic clears, you can eventually get mythic clears of any raid, you can get rare mounts that people will help you find. You can get leveling boosts, you can get mythic plus caches, and you can get even like with a full group stacked of your armor type, and they'll trade you all the loot. And all of these things sell for a large amount of gold, like some of the most expensive boosts, where I think they were above 2 million gold. So you're going to be able to make a ton of gold if you're really good at the game, and you can sell boosts. Now, this requires you to play a lot, because you need to have a very highly geared character, and you need to be really good at playing your character, and you need to have as much time as possible available to boost. So that's not going to work for me, because I don't meet any of those requirements for at least not for retail right now. So that's just not going to be possible for me. So that's why I'm sticking to crafting and flipping, because it's the best. It's the only method that scales with my total gold, and it's the only one that's available to me that's better than farming, essentially. It's just great, particularly flipping. Like, the gold per hour from the best flipping methods, at least on retail, is amazing. I've not had that much luck with flipping on Classic, and overall farming is still surprisingly good on Classic. I think most of the richest players in Classic have been farming a lot and no-lifing a lot, because the raw gold farms are incredible relative to most other gold-making methods. And I probably will have to add some more farming to my setup, because I need a little bit more gold. I'm still spending all of my gold to restock the markets I'm active in, So I may have to bite the bullet. We'll see. So far, I haven't done it. But eventually, I probably want to. We'll see if there ends up being raid pugs that follow the old private server convention of doing guild DKP or gold DKP. I mean, where auctions are or where the items are just auctioned off to the highest bidder, and the rest of the gold is split between the raiders. Or the gold they pay. So that's pretty similar to selling boosts, so eventually you can make gold with that as well. But it still, of course, requires you to have the time to play the game. So yeah, that's going to be it from me this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, and you want to read about gold making, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you enjoyed the show and you want to support it, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And with a final massive thank you to my patrons, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.